Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachas of Boina of Binyan on Shabbos, and specifically Binyan Bekalim. The klal, the rule is that anything that's takua, anything that's tightly together, joined together, that's a problem Binyan Bekalim. And we said the exception to the rule would be kisu kalim, something that's a cover of a keli, and then we had a different shot on why that's mutter. One of the shahs that come up is it mutter to attach a haichir tray to a haichir? Now we know the minhag olam is to be matir, and the shahs why. L'chayra there, it gets pretty tight. So the truth is that if it's not that tight, if it just comes on very easily, it's not even a shayla of binyan bekelim. The question is, by a certain height, you have to push it in very tightly, and then it stays in very tight, it gets snapped in very tightly. The question there, is it a binyan bekelim? And l'maisel, fit the rules that we spoke out, that since this is derech tashmishoy, so you have the Rav Shlomo Zalman over here, that it's like a kisa kelim, because the way you use a height here is by taking off the tray and putting back the tray. Every time you put the child in, you take off the tray and you take the child out, and then you put back the tray and put the child back in. And since that's the derech of the shtamshus of the high chair, therefore it is mutter to do it on Shabbos according to Rav Shlomo Zalman. The same thing would apply to Rav Shulchan Aruch Rav as well, because here usually the derech is to detach it at least once a day. Once you put the child in, you want to take the child out. It's easier to take the child out when you take it off, and therefore it would not be a problem to attach and detach a tray of a haichir. I think I want to remember Rav Nissen Kaplan saying it might be a problem, but l'chayra, if you what we came out, it should not be a problem to attach a haichir tray to a haichir. Now, another shayla that's a common shayla is that if someone has a wheelchair, so the bottom of the wheelchair has this place where you put the legs. It's basically a leg support that it's attached to the bottom of the wheelchair. Now, when they go in the street, they use that leg rest in order to put your legs on, shouldn't drag on the floor. But when you get to your destination, usually you want to sit by a table as if you're davening, they'll take off that leg rest in order that the patient who's sitting in the wheelchair could put his feet on the floor and sit like a mensch. So Shiloh, you let it attach and detach this leg rest to the wheelchair back and forth. So I saw in the bottom of Sefer Kovetz Halachas that Rabbi Forsheimer brings down that he heard from Shmuel Kamenetsky, and his loss is like this. V'chein hoira mereinu v'rabbeinu shlita, le'inyin kisik al galim sheyesh bechelek le'niach shomer raglayim u'mesirin zeh kishmashivim shomer chayla v'ach machzirin oisan l'kaimam, that it's mutter to put it back and forth. He says that it's mutter to put this leg rest back and forth. Another shayla that's very similar is, what about a carriage that gets detached from the frame of the wheels, has a frame, and you put the carriage on top, and sometimes you switch it around from front facing to back facing, so it depends. Now, as far as it says, that if it's a type of carriage that you always use it in one direction and one way, let's say a bassinet, and the only reason you would detach it is to put it into your car, that might be a problem on Shabbos. Because it's not derech tashmishoy, it's not the way of using it to detach it. It's actually a steerer. You're breaking the carriage. In order to put it into your car, you take it apart. But be'etzem, you won't have Rav Shlomo Zalman svara here, because it's not derech tashmishoy to use the bassinet in this way, and therefore it should not be detached on Shabbos. And even though the Svarim speak out, even though like sometimes you want to move the baby there because he's sleeping, you take it apart and move him into a room, but still that's not the Derech Tashmisha, and therefore it's better not to do that. But if the Derech Tashmisha is, you like switching from frontwards to backwards, and the Svarim say, listen, his Pesach Shuvah says, at least do it once a month, so then that would show that it's more like Kisa Kalim, and that would be Mutter. So that's the bottom line. It's really totally for every person. If a person is a type, he never changes his carriage besides what he puts into his car when he goes on a long trip, and he takes apart the two things, so then it's a problem to do this on Shabbos. Mashenkin, if it's someone who does it all the time, for example, if he doesn't get the frontwards to backwards, then it would be mutter to do on Shabbos.